Remarks of the President, Salida, Colorado, 7 October 1952.
The President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate that welcome. I always like to come back to Salida. I've been here many times with my family. And each time, you always treat me better than you did the last time. That makes me want to come back. I've always been very much interested in this part of the world. When we stopped up at Malta, I couldn't help but think of the wonderful stories I've read of that great mining center and some of the men it produced as well as metal. My wife's grandfather always spent his summers in Buena Vista. He had a silver mine up on the top of one of those mountains. It's still there, and the silver's still in it. So I feel always very comfortable when I come to this part of the world. Yesterday and today, I have been traveling through your wonderful state. I've been seeing many of your state and local candidates. I'm sure that if you want Colorado to move forward, you'll go to the polls and elect the Democratic ticket on the 4th. The gentleman who just introduced me, Wayne Espinal, is one of the best congressmen in the Congress. He's one I hope you'll keep there as long as he wants to stay. There are a great many there, though, that I'd be perfectly willing to get rid of. He's not one of them. I've been acquainted with your candidate for governor for a long time. He's a fine young man, and I hope you'll elect him governor. Bill Metzger has been a friend of our family for many years. I'm proud to be campaigning for these candidates, and I hope I have helped them today and not hurt them. My only object in getting into this campaign is my sincere desire to serve the welfare of this country. Now, my friends, you are the government. The Constitution says that the powers of government shall rest in the people in this great republic of ours. It is you that says who shall be president, who shall be vice president, who shall be governor, who shall be congressman, and who shall fill the other offices that are vacant in this great state this election year. If you don't use your judgment and do your duty as voters, if you do not inform yourselves on the situation as it exists, then you get bad government and you get just what you deserve. Our country is now the leader of all the free nations of the world. We are the most powerful free nation in the history of the world. As the leader of the world, we must accept the responsibility of leadership. Sometimes we think it would be fine if we could build a fence around ourselves and not accept this responsibility. We tried to do that once, back in 1920. It didn't work. It simply brought on the Second World War. We can't do it now. These are critical times you're going through because the danger of communist aggression threatens us with another world war. It will take all the wisdom, all the courage, all the patience, and a lot of hard work to avoid an all-out war. Now, to meet that responsibility, we must have a man for President of the United States who understands just exactly what all that means. That man is Adlai Stevenson. He is a civilian, trained and skilled in civil government. He's had experience as a great governor of one of the greatest states in the Union. He's also had excellent experience in foreign affairs. I'm sure that he will carry on the policies which have made this country great. And under him, the civil power, the people's power, will continue to be supreme in the government. We have on the other side of the picture a general who has been nominated by the Republicans to run for president. I've been very fond of this general. I like him very much. But his whole life has been spent as a military man. He has a military mind, which is a very peculiar one. And I have a great deal to do with a military mind ever since I went to Washington, and I think I understand it pretty well. There's no reflection on our generals. They're great men in their line, but their training doesn't fit them or prepare them for the responsibilities of civil government. Moreover, the Republican candidate has fallen in with a pretty bad crowd, the reactionary old guard which has taken him into camp. Some of the advice he's been getting lately could ruin our prosperity, wreck our whole foreign policy, and endanger the peace of the world. We don't want that to happen. We want to continue the prosperity of this great country of ours. We certainly don't want to get into a third world war by wrecking our economy at home or by reckless action overseas. I think in your own interest, you must look at all this very carefully. You should vote for your own welfare and the welfare of your country. You must have in mind the ability of this great nation to keep the peace of the world. You must have those things in mind. There's only one action you can take if you do have those things in mind on the 4th of November, and that is to vote the Democratic ticket and vote for every man on it. In that way, you'll assure good government for the United States, a sure approach to the peace of the world, and the welfare of the nation for the next 4 years. Thank you very much.